From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Again, we welcome you warmly and sincerely in the Saviour's precious name. We thank the Reverend Curran for his welcome, for his introduction, and we re-echo those words. Thank you for joining with us, and may God speak to you as we consider His truth again together. My name is the Reverend Roger Higginson, from Coleraine up here in the north coast of Northern Ireland, and we welcome you to this broadcast. Luke chapter 38 and verse number 22. God asks His servant Job a fundamental and important question, maybe one that we've never thought upon very much before, and that question is quite simply this: Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? And I'm sure if we're honest today, we've maybe never thought all that much about the unhidden treasures that are there in the snow. Whenever Zacharias Janssen invented the microscope, he unlocked the treasures of little things. And whenever people studied small objects underneath the microscope, they discovered a world that they never even knew was there. And whenever we think about the snow, there are treasures in the snow. And we've considered some of these treasures already. We've thought about how the snow reminds us of God's ingenuity, His prudence, that is to say, His wisdom, His power, His provision, His providence, His praise. And we've thought as well, when we've considered the treasures of the snow, man's individuality. No snowflake, as far as we know, is identical to another. In the same way that one star differeth from another in glory. And we couldn't tell how many snowflakes there are and have fallen throughout the course of the history of this world. Neither can man even tell how many stars there are in the heavens, and yet they're all different. And yet the Lord tells the stars by name, and man as well is unique individually. There's no two individuals in the face of this earth that are exactly the same. We're all unique physically. We are all unique personally, and we thought a little bit as well about how we are all unique potentially, for good, for evil, and also for the kingdom of Christ and of God. And you'll only ever reach your true potential whenever you give your life to Jesus Christ and become a Christian and walk with God and surrender your heart and will and desires and plans to Him. You'll never reach your full potential. But another treasure that we find in the snow is a very solemn lesson concerning man's iniquity, God's ingenuity, man's individuality. But the snow also reminds us of man's iniquity. We thought about God's wisdom and God's power and God's glory, and we thought about how God has put man upon the face of this earth to walk with Him and to know Him. And yet for all of this, man still will not acknowledge that there's a God in heaven. The Bible says that the world by wisdom knew not God. Scripture says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. They are foolishness unto him. The Scripture says that the fool hath said in his heart that there is no God. And we see all around us God's great creation, and we see the treasures of the snow, and we see the sun and the rain and the elements and the rivers and the trees and the animals and the birds and this beautiful world in which we live. And we think about our own bodies, how we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet for all of this, there are many today that will either deny God's very existence, or even if they acknowledge God's existence, they will not allow God to be God in their lives. And it's like they're saying, no God for me. The snow reminds us, I believe, of man's corruption. sin's corruption. There is a principle at work in man, and that principle has been working in the heart of every individual down through the ages, and it is responsible for all man's ills and for all man's woes. And people don't like to hear about sin, and they don't like to think about the consequences of sin, but the Word of God describes sin as being like unto leprosy. Leprosy in Bible times was a disease that was incurable. It was a disease that resulted in death. It was a disease that was highly contagious. It was a disease that caused intense pain. It was a disease that separated people from each other. It was a disease that started off very small and grew and manifested itself more and more until it resulted in death. And it was also a disease that rendered a person unclean. And the interesting thing is that in Scripture, leprosy is described initially as being like snow. The book of Exodus, chapter number 4, and verse number 6, the Lord said unto Moses, put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. 2 Kings, chapter number 5, and verse number 27, the leprosy therefore if Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed for ever, and he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. And so somehow, whenever leprosy began, it had the appearance of snow. And Naaman, the great Syrian army general, had everything that the world could give, but he was a leper. And you might have everything that the world can give you, but there's this leprosy in your soul, and the Bible calls it sin, and it's there. And we look at this world around about us, and we see all of mankind's achievements, how man has been able to walk on the moon, and man can beam a text message or an email or a television image or a computer image right across the world within seconds. He's put satellites around this world, and he's discovered much through the microscope and through the telescope and through medical research. And man can now perform heart transplants and all sorts of amazing and wonderful things. But Naaman was a leper. And you might have achieved much in your life, but you're a sinner in the sight of God. So the snow reminds us of man's iniquity, its corruption, but it also reminds us of its cleansing. And whenever we think about the cleansing that we need from sin, we can think about that cleansing on two levels, negatively. There are certain things that man will try to do that will not wash away his sin. For example, in Job chapter 9 and verse number 30, we read these words, if I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. What the Word of God there is saying, if I take snow water, water in its purest form, water that hasn't been diluted, water that hasn't been contaminated, snow water, melted snow, water in its purest form, and I wash my hands, and I wash my body, and I try to wash my mind, and I try to wash my emotions, I will never be able to wash away my sin. Man has been trying often to deal with his own sin since the gates of Eden, whenever Adam and Eve, they covered themselves with fig leaves. Man tries to cover himself with religion, with reformation, with the own garments of his own righteousness. And as the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 59, they weave the spider's webs, but their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. You might try to ignore your sin. You might try to pretend that it's not there. You might try to pretend that you're clean and pure, but inside that heart of yours, the Bible says there's sin. The heart is deceitful, above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And yet, whenever we think about the snow, we think about, yes, the corruption of sin and the cleansing of sin, the things that cannot cleanse, but Snow also reminds us of the thing that can cleanse from sin. Psalm 51 and verse number 17 is David's great prayer of repentance after he sinned with Bathsheba and slept with her outside of wedlock and committed adultery, fornication, and she became pregnant, and then he arranged for her husband to be killed in the forefront of the hottest battle. And for a long period of time David thought that he'd covered his tracks well, until confronted by a prophet that God sent, who challenged David about his sin, and the result of that was that David came under deep, deep conviction, and he began to pray. And in Psalm 51 we read David's great prayer of repentance, and in verse number 17 he says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." Here's a man that is broken. And in verse number 7 of that psalm he says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Now the thought behind that, the hyssop, was the plant, the branch of a particular plant that was used to sprinkle the blood of the sacrificial lamb upon the doorposts and lintels of the children of Israel the night that the death angel was to go through the land of Egypt. And it was only the blood that could stay the hand of death from any home in Egypt that night. And so whenever David says, "Purge me with hyssop," what's he thinking about? He's thinking about the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says that it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul, and without the shedding of blood there is no remission. Scripture says if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. And here David knows that if he's washed in the precious blood, he shall be whiter than the snow. It is only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that can wash our sins away and make us clean in the sight of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, God gives out this invitation, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." The only thing, friends, that is whiter than snow in the sight of God is a soul that is washed in the blood of Christ. Let me ask you in closing, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Has your sin been dealt with? We think of a God and in his ingenuity, his prudence, his power, his provision, his praise, this God that sees you and knows you through and through. He knows your individuality, your unique physical makeup, your unique personality, your unique potential, but he also knows about your sin. But he's also provided cleansing. There's cleansing and healing for all who will wash in the life-giving flood. There is perfect deliverance and joy to be had in this world through the blood. Come to Christ today and be washed whiter than snow.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT 52 1WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT 52 1WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloyfen Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266, 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.